What's going on, Sens fans? Welcome back to the New Era Sens podcast today. And today I'm not with Jordan. I'm actually with Jamie today. Jordan's out sick. And we actually are also joined by Angus Cruikshank. So we'll welcome Angus on here. How you doing, Angus?
Hey, guys. How are you doing? Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, not a problem. I'm doing pretty good. Nice night out. How you doing, Jamie?
Oh, man. I just got out of my poli-sci class. Nope. Not liking uni so far. All right, but we move.
So yeah, first off, how's the leg feeling, Angus? You were doing really good in camp, from what we've seen and from what everybody's been tweeting out and whatnot. And a lot of people are really excited to see you maybe even get a chance in the NHL this year. But obviously cut short due to the leg injury. So how's that going?
Yeah, obviously it's a bump in the road here. Kind of delays some goals of mine for a little bit, but I mean, the leg's doing well. I mean, I'm going to be spending my time here in Ottawa with the training staff here and all the doctors here, which I think is a good thing for not only my development, but also to get my knee back to full health and hopefully they could return this coming year. Yeah, I mean, obviously it's unfortunate. I thought it was having a pretty good camp as well. But you know what? That's just how hockey is sometimes. It's stuff happens and you know, you just kind of have to roll with the punches, and that's, I just got to take it a day at a time, honestly, as cliche as that sounds. Yep. But honestly, just try to keep the most positive mindset possible.
Yeah, absolutely. So is there anything you're like kind of working on? Obviously it's hard to train or anything with a busted leg, but is there anything you're working on that you can work on?
Yeah, honestly, like kind of working my upper body right now. I mean, that's all I can really do, but some mobility stuff with my lower body and that sort of stuff, just making sure stuff's not completely locking up on me. And I mean, at the end of the day, realistically I'll need surgery here, so just being able to give myself the best possible outcome, or give myself the best chance for the best possible outcome, is what I'm focused on right now. And obviously I can stick handle and that sort of stuff, so I can at least keep some sort of hockey going in my life. But yeah, no, that's kind of the stuff that I'm working on right now. Nothing too crazy. A lot of, I mean, like I said, a lot of upper body. Some of the trainers in the gym are going to start calling me Arnold here pretty soon, but
yeah, fair enough. It's good to hear that you're kind of doing what you can. So
exactly. They do a great job there with all the trainers. I'm very fortunate to have the people around me that I do with the organization. I mean, I'm in very good hands here.
Awesome.
All right, I'll hop in, I guess. So when the hit initially happened, like right away, did you know it was going to be as bad as it was? Like, I think I'm asking here, it's like, did you initially think it would be as long as an injury? Because it's been reported that's about 4-6 months. Crazy. Like, what was your initial thoughts, you know?
I don't know. Honestly, like everyone's kind of had like your odd like strained MCL or hyperextended knee. I mean, if you ask most hockey players, they've had some sort of injury along those lines. So, I mean, kind of when it happened, it was an innocent play. We just got tangled up, me and this other guy on the Canadians. And I didn't really think much of it, to be honest. I mean, then I obviously, it hurt a lot. So I knew that was an issue, but I didn't think it was going to be to the extent that that it was, obviously. I mean, I found out pretty much right after it happened, obviously being on the training table, seeing the doctors that were at the game. So obviously it was kind of crushing in the moment, but you just kind of have to move forward with it. And I mean, like I said earlier, it's just a bump in the road, and I'm going to try my best to make a full recovery and still achieve my goal of playing the NHL.
Let's hope so.
And it looks like you're doing a really good job on your way to that so far. Again, a lot of Sens fans are really excited for you, and just to see where your career goes. And yeah, we're both pretty big advocates of your game. So
thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. So in the past, it's been reported by a lot of people, and I believe you've said it, that your game kind of resembles Brendan Gallagher's. And so like, that's providing the offense as well as being in your face and just kind of playing almost a very Ottawa Senators game. Like, this identity really goes with the team now. So what's it like kind of working that into the system? Like, did you work with DJ on that? And like, was that kind of part of your role in camp, or kind of walk us through what the expectations were?
Yeah, well, weirdly enough, like I'd never really, looking back on my career, I'd never really been a pestman at school the odd time. I was junior, I wasn't really, but kind of talking to the development guys like Sean Donovan, Jesse Winchester and all those guys, they said like, hey, like you see what Marshawn, like Gallagher, Yanni Gourde is able to do with their game. Like they don't really even have to say much. I mean, I know Marshawn licks guys' visors and everything, but not obviously not that, but like the way they're always like in your face all the time and just always like not even like saying anything really, just like pestering you all the time, like being hard on the forecheck, finishing your check, maybe giving you an extra whack after the whistle, or being in the goalie's face 24/7. It helps draw penalties because guys get pissed off and will take undisciplined stuff. But I mean the development staff just kind of said like it'd be a good feather in your cap, and I was like, I kind of thought about it. I was like, hey, like that's not a bad idea. I mean, I like to mix it up. I like to be engaged, especially in front of the net and that sort of stuff. And then I tried to apply as much as I can when I was in Belleville last year. And I know there's a video out there where a guy tried to jump me and cross check me in the face a couple times. I don't know if you guys have seen that. But like honestly, like going back to that, I didn't even say a word to the guy. I stood up when I drew the penalty and I laughed in his face, and that was
love that.
And then that was about it. So kind of stuff like that, and just kind of make like always letting guys know you're right there. It not only makes people undisciplined you're playing against, but also it helps the team, and it kind of gets the team going as well.
Yeah. So like on this team, obviously there's Brady Tkachuk, and even like Ridly Gregg coming in, like, does it excite you to see all these guys to play that kind of game? And I guess a follow-up question, do you think Ridly Gregg is going to be the kind of guy to lick people too?
Oh my God.
Well, I'm rooming with Ritter, and I played with Ritter both games in rookie camp, the rookie tournament games. And, he and I had some pretty good chemistry going, but, I don't think he's going to be one of the guys to lick someone. He's a pretty quiet kid.
Really? That kind of surprises me, actually.
That is a surprise.
Yeah, you know, he's a pretty quiet, reserved kid away from the rink. But, I mean, obviously a great kid. He and I have become really close over this past couple weeks here. But, you know, he's going to be a very good player, though. And obviously, like, you see the identity of what DJ and Pierre are trying to kind of create here in Ottawa. And I think it's going to be a team that's going to be hard to play against every single night and going to irritate people constantly, which I know it will be a successful formula, and hopefully I can be a part of that.
Absolutely.
All right. So you got called up last year, right? So you didn't really get to go to AHL camp. I guess the biggest question is, like, what was the biggest difference for you, like, coming to the NHL rookie camp for the Sens and the difference of the NCAA camps you went to? Is it like size, speed, talent? Like, what was the biggest difference?
Kind of the sheer expectation that's put upon you each day and when you're on the ice. Obviously, the game's bigger, faster, stronger as you come into pro. But kind of the expectations of you as a player, even in practice and in games, like there's not as much hand-holding as there is in junior hockey and college. You're expected to perform night in, night out. And biggest thing I noticed was, like, even in practice, like, the execution is so high. Like, every pass is on the tape. It's a crisp pass. Like, there's no kind of weak little sauce passes across ice. Like, if there is a sauce pass, it's literally a wrist shot coming at you. And you got to be able to handle it. So it's the execution level was the biggest thing I noticed when I came up. And obviously, it's a whole other level when you go into NHL training camp and skating with the guys who have already played in the NHL. And the coaches don't even have to say anything. It's just a pure expectation upon you.
Well, we've seen the Twitter bits where everyone's just yelling at each other on the ice. You see DJ on that. It's crazy. I can only imagine, man.
Oh, it's fun. I mean, at the end of the day, everyone wants to win.
Oh, yeah.
So I think obviously it may come out as us yelling at each other, but it comes from the right place and everyone's passionate and wanting to get the team going in the right direction.
Of course, of course.
Yeah, awesome. So taking it off the ice a little bit, I did a little bit of creeping and saw your prom suit, and yeah. I thought it was fantastic. So are you the kind of guy that's like, you're going to pride yourself on your swagger? So I think of like all the suits that people wear in the rinks, even like Jonathan Marchessault with the Vegas Lamborghini. Like, are you going to be that guy that walks in with all the swagger in the world?
Okay, well, one, I don't have the money for a Lamborghini.
Yet.
Yet.
Yeah. Maybe one day, knock on wood. But, I mean, honestly, like, I'm huge into kind of the men's fashion, to be honest with you. I kind of pride myself on my suit game. I still have that suit, honestly. That's, like, that's my game day suit.
Nice.
So, like, solid. I still wear it to games now. But, I mean, I have another kind of, I think I have 3 or 4 suits. And obviously, as I kind of get older, I definitely want to continue to expand it. But I love kind of the fashion side of things. I know it's kind of growing a bit more within the game, and players expressing themselves a little bit more. And I mean, I'm all for it. Like, you see what guys are able to do in kind of the NBA and the NFL, and kind of show their true colors a little bit more versus just wearing your traditional black or navy suit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm all for it, to be honest with you. It's fun, and guys get, obviously I get the odd comment, like, what are you, Don Cherry, or nice clown suit or something like that. But hey, I mean, hey, as long as you're confident and you love wearing it, that's all that matters, I think.
Exactly.
They're looking good
for yourself.
No, I mean, I know some guys are a little more reserved with their suits, but I kind of like being out there. Funny enough, actually, one of the reasons I got that suit. So I follow Floyd Mayweather on Instagram.
Okay.
I saw Money Mayweather wear it in a photo, and I was looking at suits like a couple weeks later. I was like, no way, this is literally the exact same suit. I pulled up the Instagram, it's the exact same suit, and it was on sale at the place I got it from. I was like, it's my lucky day.
Absolutely.
Stars are aligning.
That's awesome. That's quite truthfully, that's the answer I was hoping for, is big suit guy.
Oh yeah, no, it's all about the suit, so you gotta look the part.
So is there anybody that you're like, you really appreciate their suit style in the NHL? Like, is there one name that really stands out?
I think kind of the OG, I think, for everybody is Lundqvist.
Yeah.
I think most guys can probably agree with that. But, I mean, obviously, kind of the younger guys now, like Matthews, I mean, as much as it's painful to say, obviously, we're all cheering for the Sens here and going for the Sens. There's a lot of guys do a pretty good job with their style, and then you kind of see it more and more. Honestly, it's more of a, I think it's still kind of more of a European thing. I mean, you see the Swedes kind of coming in with some nice suits and that sort of stuff. But I think it'll continue to kind of expand as the game continues to grow and everyone's trying to create their own brand and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, perfect.
All right, cool. So, did you meet any high character guys? I don't like that, the way I said that, like high character guys, like at camp for the first time, you know, like anyone stood out exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I think the scouting staff does a great job of doing their homework. I mean, everyone that I've met here prospect wise and that I've played with are great guys. Like, I mean, the rookie team, we pretty much came together and bonded pretty easily within a couple of days there. So, I mean, I think they probably but I mean, I'm not obviously not in the scouting room, but I'm sure they pride themselves on getting good people as well versus just a good hockey player. And I think that is almost as equally as important. Yeah. But I mean, guys that I'm super close with, obviously Ridley that I mentioned earlier, Igor Sokolov, Cole Reinhart, Mark Kaslik, all those guys. And they're all awesome guys. I mean, I was lucky enough to play with those guys in Belleville last year, and they welcomed me with open arms, like no kind of reservations against me, which I was thankful for. And obviously we kind of carried that friendship into camp here and hopefully for the rest of the year.
Oh yeah. Definitely love that. A follow-up to that is like, so last camp basically, even though it was like coming straight out of COVID, we saw like Timmy go under the wing of Stepan a little bit. I was just wondering, have any vets come up to you, offered to help you out with anything? Like, what's the vibe going on like that?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, a little bit. I mean, Austin Watson a bit, just kind of.
Such a nice guy, man.
You know, he's a great guy. You know, he's been good to me, just making sure how I'm doing and all that sort of stuff, making sure everything's all right. And this is before I got hurt. But I mean, it's been everyone's been very kind to me since I have gotten hurt. I mean, everyone's been kind of asking like how I'm doing, all that sort of stuff. There's no kind of like there's no kind of border there between like the NHL guys and then the prospects. I mean, right. Everyone's been very kind to me. Guys like Drake Batherson, Josh Norris have pretty much come up to me every single day, which I'm very thankful for. And I mean, hopefully one day I can play, maybe play with those guys.
Yeah. Nice. So kind of a follow-up to Jamie's first question, was there any, who's like an underrated person in the Sens system, mostly in Belleville that you played with, that some guys kind of really stand out that you don't really see in the media a whole bunch? So obviously everybody's excited for you, Sokolov, and just a bunch of other guys, but like who's a dark horse for a fan favorite and making the team?
I think Mark Kastelic.
Yeah.
Like he's just an absolute, like okay, one, he literally looks like a Greek god. Like the guy I don't think honestly has a shred of fat on his body. It is, I don't know how he got that. I'm like, fuck, I work out like 2.5 hours of the summer that I'm on the ice 2 times a week. How the hell did I? Come on, man. Like this is
built unfair. Built different. I'm telling you.
I've come to the realization. I'm just chalking that up to genetics, and I just was not gifted by God like that. But no, he is. I mean, obviously, he's a monster. He's so strong on the puck. And then, obviously, defensively, so responsible. And he obviously has the physical tools for it. But what I don't think he gets enough credit for is his ability to think the game. Yeah. Like, everyone immediately thinks, oh, the frame, and he's 6'3", 225 pounds, and can skate really well. But I don't think he gets enough credit for the way he thinks the game and the skill that he actually has. I mean, in the rookie games, he essentially dominated guys physically. Like, in the corners, no one was getting the puck off the guy. Like it's just not possible.
And I don't think there was any stats sheets put out, but I'm pretty sure in one of those rookie games, I don't think he lost a faceoff, and he took a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, no, I don't. You know, he's very consistent on the draws. I mean, it helps when you have absolute bowling balls for shoulders. You're gonna win. You aren't gonna lose very many stick battles.
Yeah,
like that. But no, I think he's definitely an underrated prospect for sure, and a good buddy of mine.
There's a lot of, not a lot, but there's a good chunk of people that always claim that Mark Kastelic is like one of the better guys coming out of the AHL, and he almost deserves a spot this year. And it's not like widely talked about enough. So 100%, I agree with that answer. I mean, from a different perspective, but yeah.
No, 100%. No, I don't think he gets enough attention whatsoever. 100%.
Yeah. You got anything else, Jamie?
No, you answered my questions.
Oh, perfect. I guess I really only have one more. What's it like playing for Troy Mann? So you only played, I think it was 19 games in Belleville last year. So what's the biggest takeaway coming from the NCAA to an AHL coach? And like kind of what's his style? Obviously, there's a lot of development that happens in Belleville. So like what's kind of the forefront of his mentality on the ice? I think Angus froze.
Yeah, I think so too. It was either that or he was just staring like
intensely into my soul.
Here we go. Sorry, boys.
Did you get that question or no?
I got, knowing that you sent me the questions ahead of time is about Troy Mann and how it is played for him and all that sort of stuff. So Manor is a great coach. I mean, honestly, I put him up there as one of the best coaches I've had. I mean, obviously, it's definitely a different type of coach for sure, because it's pro hockey, it's completely different. Whereas like college and junior year, it's more of I don't really know how to explain it, but it's different. Whereas pro, it's kind of, I mean, it's a business now, it's an expectation, but
it's more intense, I guess.
There's that level of intensity that Manor has, but also that level of like he wants to see you succeed. Yep. And he has a really good kind of balance between one wanting to win games, which obviously any coach wants to, at the end of the day, wants to win games and needs to win games for their job and that sort of stuff. But at the same time, he's so focused on developing guys and making sure guys are doing the right things to make themselves the best player that they can be and get to the next level. I think there's a great job. They do a great job with kind of the cohesion between the big club and obviously Belleville.
Yeah. I think everything's very synonymous there, and there's a lot of communication back and forth. But I mean, I loved playing for Manor. I was lucky enough to be able to get some opportunities when I came in to college, but I was thankful for the belief that he put in me from the get-go. And I think if you ask anyone in that room, he's definitely a very good coach to play for.
Yeah, and that's kind of one of the tough things, like you mentioned, is finding the balance between development and we're here to win. We definitely can see both sides of that game in Belleville, and especially under Troy Mann. And I think you're 100% right with they kind of run parallel, Ottawa and Belleville, just kind of really communicating with each other, know what the expectations of each other are and whatnot. So, yeah, bang on.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's definitely a good place to be if you're a prospect, for sure. I'm very thankful.
Yeah, so I think that's all we have for you today. I really appreciate you coming on and taking 20 minutes of your time. And obviously, you're staying in the hotel and you have 6 months of time, but still appreciate you taking the time.
No, of course, guys. I mean, anytime. I love doing this stuff, and I appreciate you guys taking me to come on.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, everybody, for watching or listening if you're on Spotify. And we will see you next time.